How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized.
Lori, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited too.
Now, you're pretty new to Organize 365, so can you let us know, how did you even find me?
Well, I can't remember exactly how I found you, but how I got involved in the 100 Days Challenge is I had water damage December 3rd that wiped out my entire kitchen and my entire Christmas. So every kitchen had to be dumped into my living room, dining room, and wherever I could find a spot while they ripped out all my walls. Hazmat came twice. Everything was destroyed. I refer to it as the hazmat holidays.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, so that was just like this recent, like 6-7 months ago.
7.5 months ago, and I just got the flooring in last week.
Oh, but wow.
It's been a long journey, but while I was stepping over the piles of stuff everywhere just to survive daily life, I'm looking at these piles thinking, when did I buy that? How old is that box of some sort of food thing? What's an expiration date? And I realized, I need to throw some of this stuff out and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, I heard about the 100 Days Challenge. And I thought, okay, as long as my house is messed up, I might as well go through all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's when I got involved. And I knew I couldn't do everything, but I knew I could access some parts of my home easily. And I'd work on what I could work on.
Okay. And so what did you work on first?
Well, I couldn't work on the kitchen at first.
Yeah.
So I worked on things like my bedroom, mm-hmm. my personal spaces, so I could feel good about those spaces and have my own little sanctuary within the chaos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when I could get to the kitchen things, I did. So by the time I had gotten through the kitchen, you guys were just starting the 100 days officially, 3 weeks during in the kitchen, but I'd already done that. And it's my last 3 weeks of school, so I just jumped in with the rest of it as it got started.
So you kind of like for 6 months pretended you were in hotel living or dorm living and just probably nested inside of that bedroom, bathroom, closet area?
Yes. I had no place to sit for a while because my whole house was wrapped in plastic.
Oh my
gosh. Was really a strange experience.
But oh my gosh.
We dive in and get into some of that excess stuff and get rid of it.
Okay, so tell everyone, who lives with you and what is your profession?
I am on my own.
Okay.
And I'm an elementary school teacher. So I work 24/7 pretty much during the school year. So summer was my chance to really dive in.
But you signed up before summer because you joined the round that started the day after Mother's Day. So you probably started in April, right?
Well, I started when the program started, but I had already been messing around with my kitchen piles that were everywhere before I knew about the 100 Days Challenge.
Okay. And did you listen to the podcast at all?
I've been listening to the podcast and being very inspired and thinking someday I'll do something about all this excess stuff. And then my house kind of blew up. So, okay, now's the time.
So had you been listening to the podcast before the flood?
I think so, yes. And I just kept binge listening.
Yes.
I wanted to hear all of it.
Yes, you went back all the way to number one.
Yes.
Isn't it funny to go back to number one after you've listened to a podcast? You're like, I know I sound different in number one than I do now.
Well, I was just taking all the inspiration in.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, if I find a podcaster I like, I will go back and listen to all. It's like you're walking around with a good friend. It's like it's like they're there with you is how I feel when I listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So when was the first time you noticed, I know you haven't been doing this very long, but when was the first time that you noticed that, wow, this area that wasn't organized before is actually organized now?
When I got rid of the piles out of my bedroom.
Okay. Were they in your bedroom before the flood?
Yes.
So you always had piles in your bedroom.
I did, because I bring all that school stuff home and I mean to work on it and then I don't work on it.
And where did the piles end up going?
I put them away and I got rid of things that needed to be gotten rid of, and some things went back to school because I'm not going to do them at home anyway.
Now, be honest, when you would go into your bedroom after the piles weren't there, wasn't it a little weird?
It felt so much more peaceful. I would walk in my room and just smile and take a deep breath and just enjoy that nice, tidy feeling. I loved it. Now it's the challenge to keep it that way.
Right, because we love our multi-passionate areas, don't we?
And school hasn't started yet, so.
And so then when you did your kitchen, did you notice similar things in your kitchen that you did in your bedroom?
Yes, I had already been going through some stuff because of the flood. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to get rid of, 45 spatulas. So my stepmom works for an assistance league as a volunteer. So I always put my donations there. So
yeah.
I knew I had a place where all those things could go without worrying about it. And I had bags and bags and boxes of stuff that ended up going to the assistance league.
And how long have you lived in your house?
I'm coming up to 5 years.
Okay. And how often have you moved before that?
I've come through a few years of challenge after a divorce and downsizing from a home big as what I have now. I had pack rat storage bins and all that.
Okay.
So every summer it was get rid of half, get rid of half, get rid of half.
And so do you feel that you've kind of gotten rid of now?
Yes, there's no more storage unit, just whatever's stored here in my home. And then now the challenge is to get rid of my hot mess spaces. And I already have plans for what those future rooms will be. So it's just working on it bit at a time. And so now I'm looking forward to expanding my experience with your program and being able to dive into the hot mess room.
Yeah, you definitely need to get like your organizing muscles underneath you before you tackle that, don't you? Like, I'm impressed that you did so much of your school stuff already that was in the bedroom. Like, that's hard stuff to go through.
And I'm looking forward to, trashing my room and rebuilding it, my classroom, that is.
Yes. So what grade do you teach?
I am moving from 5th to 1st this year, so that's a bit of a challenge.
And are you going to be in the same building?
I'm even in the same classroom.
Oh, wow. So what will you do with all your 5th grade stuff? Is there a possibility you'll go back to 5th grade again?
I'm not expecting that in the future. So most of the materials were given to the 5th grade teacher who's taking that classroom. Okay. But the classroom library, yeah, that's a different story.
Have you taught 1st grade before?
Nope. It's going to be a new adventure.
What grades have you taught total?
2nd through 5th.
Okay. So you've at least done 2nd grade. And do you still...
First grade teacher's retiring, so she's giving me her classroom library, so that helps me get started.
Okay, that was my big concern, because I mean, having been a preschool, kindergarten, first grade teacher, I literally had thousands of dollars in books, like, because everything I taught was based on some kind of a book. Like, if anything I had to teach, I would have a book, a story we could read, and then we did the lesson. Oh, that's a good thing. So you're going to give your library to the new 5th grade teacher, and you're going to get the library from the old 1st grade teacher.
That's usually how it works.
Okay. Well, that's very nice. So you have a great building that you work in. That's not always how it works. Okay. What has happened since you started on this journey of organization that you did not expect to happen? I know it's only been 6 months, but is there anything where you're like, wow, I didn't expect to?
Yes. There was one particular day that was kind of a stunning day for me. I was saving the clean out the closet day as kind of a reward because I've lost a significant amount of weight. As of today, 76 pounds.
Wow. So, congratulations. We have to stop right there and say congratulations. That is amazing.
Since January 12th. So I've really been doing very well. And cleaning out my closet I was looking forward to that. That was going to be the big reward to get rid of those excess clothes that really, truly don't fit. And I know that I can be a little distracted. So a friend said, I like doing that. I said, well, can you come on over? So she came over and we sat up in my room and I put on everything and she would give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And we just threw hangers on the bed. I ended up later, I counted 65 hangers were on my bed. And during that time, she had said, oh, I like to go have dinner with my roommates, but her roommates texted and said, we already ate dinner. do whatever you need to do. And I said, well, you know, I'm working on building healthy habits and I have pork chops I already cooked and froze. So if you want, we can just thaw some out, throw a salad together, open a can of green beans if you want to have dinner. She said, okay. So we went downstairs. I had this beautifully cleaned counter area with lots of space so I could get out the cutting board and chop veggies like I'm on Food Network or something and thaw out those pork chops, make that salad, put the green beans together. My dining room table was clean, so it was easy to sit down and have a nice meal without one teeny tiny bit of stress. And it was a lovely evening, and I kept thinking, this is incredible.
Yeah, you couldn't have done that before.
No, I couldn't have, especially during the chaos with everything everywhere. But it was so great to feel like I could spontaneously pull a dinner together and have a nice place to sit and enjoy an evening with a friend.
Wow, that is so cool. I love that. And you explained that your unexpected, you know, having all the water damage really pushed you into starting the program. But as we got on this recording, before we hit record, you said another unexpected event happened to you just yesterday that you realized you still need a little bit more organization. So can you explain that unexpected event and how you're planning on continuing to move forward with your organization?
Yes, I really wish I already had those medical binders in place because last night my dad was rushed to emergency and I got there and was answering a million questions. But for example, since I don't live with my dad, I don't know his daily medicine that he takes.
Yep.
And so they were asking him and he said he remembered that he took cholesterol medication, but he didn't know the name of it. And I kept thinking if I had Lisa's binders, I would have all that information right there at my fingertips and I could hand it to those medical people and they would have everything they needed. So going forward, that is definitely a future step.
Yeah, it's just amazing how it does take a solid year to 18 months to get organized and you're like right in the middle of that. So you're moving through your house, you're going to get the hot mess rooms, you're going to get the binders done next for yourself and for your family members. But you could start to see how already, though, even though you didn't have the binder done, instead of saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to get this information? I don't have this information. You thought to yourself, oh, that's next in what I'm doing. Like, I'm on my way to getting organized. And so I just have to move that closer into my getting organized journey before I move on to the next thing so that next time I know the name of those medications.
Yeah, that's a little more important than the hot mess room right now.
Yeah, right. Well, I cannot believe you're still recording this podcast with me and your father's going through testing and we all pray that everything will turn out just fine for him. So thank you so much. You definitely can reschedule.
His thing was, you can't do anything while they take me out for testing anyway. Mm-hmm. Come back when you're done with the interview.
Oh my goodness. It just floors me. But when you live an organized life and you don't have that constant, like, I don't know what to do next, or I have so much to do, I can't get everything done. You can, even in the middle of crisis and chaos, say, okay, he's having tests. I'm doing the podcast interview. Then I'm going back. Like, it just gives you more breathing room. Like,
yes.
Just less stress, which I think is what you said, what you feel like you have more of now.
Yeah, definitely. It's a better feeling right now.
Of being able to just handle the things as they come, and it's not on top of everything you're already overwhelmed with.
Yes, I can feel peaceful in my space and deal with my dad's health issues separately without coming home and feeling like I have chaos in my space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you have less of? If you have more peace, what do you have less of?
Piles. A lot less piles. I have a lot less excess. I'm seriously being able to get rid of stuff out of my closet felt so great. I had so many bags to donate and somebody else is going to need those clothes. And I feel great, even though some of them still had tags, I feel great about giving somebody else the opportunity to have something that will work for them.
Well, and even though some of those clothes had tags on them, you have less weight, like physical weight, in addition to every other weight. And so why would you want to hold on to clothes that fit the former you because you hadn't taken the tags off yet versus celebrating the new you? Like,
I am keeping the belt that my dad keeps adding holes to for me. That's going to be my trophy at the end.
Oh, how nice is that? I do have a belt that I used to be on the first one. I'm finally on the last one. And I'm like, oh, I must seriously be losing weight because I'm moving down the holes. Or even like my Apple Watch, I'm on a different rung on my watch. I'm like, you lose weight in your wrist? I didn't even know, you know?
Great feeling.
It is a great feeling. I will say I have lost only 12 pounds in 13 months. So nothing like what you have done. But yeah, I mean, it's a size.
My belt came with 7 holes. I'm on hole number 9.
Wow. It's awesome. Oh, that is so awesome. I love it. And you have like the tail like wagging out like it's a dog at your waist, right?
And that's fine.
What do you wish you had known sooner?
That this was doable as long as I had a structured way to do it. That has been very, very helpful to me. I'm one of those people who can be distracted. I'll take a pile. I'm going to go put it over here. Oh, while I'm in that room, I need to do this and that and the other thing. And then I get off track. Mm-hmm. So having a structured focus in your program has really helped me. This week is living room week. This week is bedroom week.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't even necessarily follow the week we were on, because when we were in the kitchen, you couldn't get to your kitchen, so you did the bedroom. So you still use the structure of the program, even if you weren't necessarily on the week that we were on, right?
On whatever chosen area I could do, but I stayed focused and true on that area.
That is awesome. Do you feel like you were an organized person before you started this?
My friends all say so, but I don't think so, because I see the chaos in the daily life. But they see how I'm organized. I can pull a party together, or I can get that school task done. But I see the behind the scenes part, and I feel less organized than they think I am.
So as a teacher, like totally off script, of course, you notice I keep going off script off of our questions. So as a teacher, because I am a teacher, and I set up the 100-day program totally like you would a school year, basically, like we start in the easiest area, which is the kitchen, and then we move to the master condo, and then we start moving to the harder areas. Did you feel like you were going through a course that a teacher had created, that it was very logical and step-by-step, or did you notice any of those kind of things coming from the teacher background?
I really liked very much that it was structured and focused, and it wasn't everything at once. It was a small area, focus on a small area. Mm-hmm. And if you want to look at the video, you want to remind yourself about the video. And I really like the check mark to know that I'm done. I really wanted that check mark for the week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was like getting a sticker for a kid.
Okay, awesome. So what's your next step? Like, what are you going to do next?
Well, the medical binder is going to have to be a priority. Mm-hmm. But I do want to get to the rest of the All Access program. I don't even want to tell you how many emails I have. To say I am not yet at 6 figures.
Oh my gosh.
My
That's not how 6 figures is usually used. That's not how you use the term 6 figures.
My teacher partner next door always makes fun of me when she sees it. And even my students, my fifth graders, were like, how many emails do you have? So, yeah.
Wow.
We need that help.
So you just keep going, you know, the next thing you follow your energy, the next thing you're ready to tackle, the next thing you're ready to tackle. That is awesome.
I'm looking forward to getting into All Access and doing the paper and doing the hot mess room and the emails, but first has to be the medical binder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we will get that out to you. You know how fast we ship. We ship ASAP. So, and you'll get the digital download instantly. So you could start printing that out and get started before you even get back to the hospital. So we will definitely get that going.
That'll be great.
What advice would you give to someone that is just starting out?
Get going, get started, keep going, don't stop. Get a cheerleader, get a coach, get somebody who can check up on you. Maybe find a buddy within the program that you can just check in with once a week. I'm by myself, so
yeah.
I need that support. I don't have a family sitting around with me saying, hey, we'll help you do this. But I'll call a friend. Come on over. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I take pictures.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it amazing? You're like, oh, it won't be that big of a difference. And then you're like, oh my gosh.
Well, and I have a whole new floor too. So that's kind of exciting to see the gigantic mess of the water damage with everything everywhere. And now with the new floor and everything's clean, it's nice.
Yes. Yes. What'd you do on the days where you're like, oh, I'm not really sure what to do next? Did you do something every day? How did you keep yourself going every day?
Some days I couldn't because I had other obligations during the summer, mm-hmm. but there were days when I had only 100 days. And so I would just go crazy that day.
Oh, wow.
Because it's summer. So I have a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah. So and soon as school starts, you won't.
Right. It wasn't 15 minutes day, but I figured summer is going to be the time I'm going to get through as much as I can. You had said many times people don't complete it the whole time, all the way through the first time. So I thought, I'm not going to stress about it. I'm just going to focus on inside my home and do what I can without making myself crazy.
And good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. Lori, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. We are so grateful. And again, we will be praying and thinking of your dad.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.